God is a living reality. I remember the day as if it was yesterday, when I sat in that Roman Catholic church waiting for a priest to come and absolve me from my sins. And when he did not come, and I could not communicate with the host that was present, because after all, it was a sacrificial host, I needed a priest as an intermediary, I realized that the system cannot provide what it should provide. And therefore, to me, it became farcical. And I said a prayer, half in desperation. And I said, God, if you do exist, reveal yourself to me. And then I went home, absolutely determined to return to my atheism and to leave religion and all its manifestations behind me. And when I came home and I was looking for something, and I found this little document which says that Rome had changed the commandments of God. And I looked at this, and they had a list of the catechism commandments. And I needed a Bible to verify that it had been changed. And eventually I found the Bible in my home, strangely enough, and compared the two and found that it actually was so. And then had a Bible study on this issue and on Daniel chapter 7, and discovered that yes, indeed, man had manipulated God's law. The audacity of it to supersede God in power and authority. And this started my search. So when I asked that question, I was first given doctrinal information. And then, of course, the manifestations in my home, because I had been involved in occultism, and how God resolved those, and how he led me from one incident to another, when I had a particular problem about some geological or biological criterion which seemed to contradict what the Bible was teaching, I would always find exactly the right book in the library at exactly the right time to make me think about these issues on another level. And how God dealt with us over the years when we had nothing, how he provided for us. I remember sitting around a table after having committed myself to believe that God exists and that he does care about each and every individual as he would take care of the sparrows. And there was no food on the table. And we sat down as a family, and the children were looking at me with these big eyes. And I said, let's say a prayer. And I said, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the food which we are about to receive. And when my words were cold, there was a telephone call. And the lady on the other side said, have you been to your front door? And I said, no, why? Because we came in via the garage. Said, go and look at your front door. And I put the phone down and went and looked at the front door, and here was a basket of food. I opened the front door, carried this basket of food in, which some kind people had donated, and put it on the table, and all of us had a wonderful meal. And this was so gratifying. This was such a beautiful example of how God takes care of the little things. How he carried me through university. And whenever there was a confrontation regarding the evolution-creation debate, God would provide a marvelous way out. Or how he opened the way that I could go to the various places in the world not having any money to finance such things, God always provided every single thing that I needed. And not only that, when I was away, who would take care of my family? God took care of that as well. And I have learned to trust Him implicitly. When I was confronted with antagonism on the stage, or even threats of violence against me for what I was saying, God would provide a way out. And I believe that He will give His angels charge over you, and that He will take care of you according to His promise, because I've experienced it in my own life. To me, God is a living reality. I cannot see Him, I cannot touch Him, but I absolutely believe that He is involved at every single level of my life. And like Job, I would say, even if He slay me, yet will I trust Him.